This morning, law enforcement received multiple reports of an active shooter at various Douglas County schools. Lieutenant Brad O'Dell of the Douglas County Sheriff's Office was on with us right around 9:30 this morning, and he joins us again. Lieutenant O'Dell, talk about what took place this morning, seemingly starting at around 9:15.
Well, good afternoon, Kyle. Thanks for having me. This morning, we started receiving 911 calls. First call came from the South Umpqua School District, and it was a report of an active shooter at that school. Multiple law enforcement agencies responded to that area. We were beginning to see an active shooter response to that school district. As units were responding, we began receiving other reports as well at other locations. We received one at Roseburg High School, and then also one at Sutherland School District as well. So we responded. There was a very enormous law enforcement response, and very quickly started determining that this was a swatting event. Swatting is starting to become more and more popular, and it's intended to create panic and chaos and elicit a massive law enforcement response. And so that's exactly what happened this morning.
And listening along the police scanner this morning and then just getting reports from throughout the community, it sounds like in a lot of cases, law enforcement went literally room to room checking these schools out.
So we did. Initially, very early on, we determined that we would place all of the Douglas County schools in lockdown. So working in conjunction with our partners at the ESD and other school districts, we were able to place all of the schools into lockdown. And we began systematically going to schools, every school, even if they hadn't reported an incident. We went there to check the welfare of the students, the staff, and to ensure that there was no immediate concern there.
And to reassure people at this hour, if any, has anything been found?
No, absolutely not. Every single school and every single report that we received this morning was absolutely false. There was no active threat at any of these locations, despite what was reported. And the person who made this report did exactly what they wanted, and that was creating chaos and panic and eliciting a large response. But again, I want to reiterate that every single report of this was false today. However, law enforcement and emergency responders will take these reports seriously, and we will respond accordingly every single time.
Now, you put out a release a couple of hours ago that talked about this being an issue not just here, but in other parts of the nation in the last day or so.
Yeah, that's correct. We did not know this at the time, but we are starting to learn that very similar incidents have occurred in neighboring counties in Oregon, as well as other states nationally, and that similar reports are circulating, and whoever is doing this is creating that panic that they're looking for.
Well, certainly it's out there, and any of us in law enforcement, media, or education, we're getting contacted just about every way possible to get information. What should the reaction of parents be in a situation like this?
Well, I know it's very difficult. I understand a parent's response and immediate reaction to go to a school to pick up their child where an incident might be occurring. But I think it's really important that parents understand, too, that law enforcement and emergency responders may be making alternative plans for evacuation, to get students to a different location so that they can be reunited. And I think that it's really critically important that people understand that and that they wait and listen to law enforcement and responders as far as what actions we want them to take. Because when parents flood a school or show up at a scene like this, what it does is it can create additional panic and chaos, as well as detract from what those law enforcement officers are supposed to be doing at that point in time. It's it's hard for people to understand that, but I think it's important that they try to understand and that they try to wait and understand that we're going to do absolutely everything we can to get you reunited with your child when it's safe to do so. And so standing by and waiting for official information as to where or what actions law enforcement wants you to take is really important.
And just to be clear, all these schools have been cleared at this point, and hopefully, though, everybody's day was certainly changed, in terms of the flow of the day, things are going on as normal at schools.
Yeah, that's correct. We are confident at this hour that there is absolutely nothing going on at our schools. We have been to most every single one. If we haven't been there yet, we're likely on our way. But there is no concern at this point from a law enforcement perspective that there's an ongoing threat or issue.
All right. Well, hopefully this will not happen again, but good to know. Well, not good to know, but it's important to know that this is not just happening here, but other places as well. Lieutenant Brad O'Dell of the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, thanks for being on the Noon Report.
Thanks for having me.
And KQEN News Time is 12:13.